very much, Marion. Let me just say, welcome to Columbus, and welcome to my house district, even though it's not. I claim everything, and that's what we do as good Democrats. Let me first say to Democracy for America, thank you for all of your work, and particularly to you, Marion, and I like that cohort, and thank you to Chris. I'm just going to take a few moments to say thank you to everyone who travels here from outside of Columbus and Central Ohio, because this is our time. This is our time to make a difference in this state. When we look at the candidates that we have, not only for the legislative seats that I must fill, but when we look at our statewide candidates, you are awesome. And I think the thing we have to remember is not to get off messy, and to remember as good Democrats, there's two ways of pushing, but we're only going to push one way. You can push down or you can push up, and this is our time to push up. Citizens in this great state of Ohio. This is a time where we do not have honest leadership. This is a time where we have more corruption than we have had in the history of probably any state. You can't go anywhere and say Ohio that someone doesn't say Noe or CoinGate or Beanie Bag. And it is the Democrats who are going to do more than just talking about it. We're going to make a real difference in changing, because we can bring honest leadership. Let me say to you that I had the opportunity to sit with Howard Dean about 15 days ago. And if you didn't get it before, listening to him, Marion, and what he did as the founder a couple years ago of DFA, he made it loud and clear. We have to roll out a plan. It is not good enough. And I want you to know that you heard it from me, and it applies to me as an elected official as well. It is not enough for us just to talk about something. We must stick together, because the Democrats, starting from the top of our ticket down, we have a message. We have a plan. We are going to do more than just talk about health care. We are going to make health care a reality where it is affordable for all citizens in Ohio. Where people are deciding to and eat. We're going to talk about education so our public school children will know that they have a voice in Columbus. And we're going to get back those jobs. We're going to start talking about things to improve the economy. We're going to have a plan. And you know why? Because we're going to elect Democrats. And when Democrats are there, we're going to be clear that we're going to treat everybody equally. And we're not going to make a difference. And when they want to talk about those differences, we're not going to get sidetracked. We're not going to deal with things that are not our issues, because we understand inclusiveness. We understand it embracing everyone. And we don't need to talk about it, because we do it every day. And that's why I'm here to say to you, thank you. Thank you for being good Democrats. Thank you for all those campaign folks that are here. Thank you for all those spouses and just good supporters who are here, because that's the real message with Democrats. Now, with that said, how many people are candidates? I want you to stand up. I want everybody in this room to stand. And that's right. That's right. We just voted for our candidates. Let's give them all our big round of applause. And we go up to you for your presentation to this body. I want you to do it as a good Democrat. I want you to do it with the fire in the belly. I want you to use this as an opportunity to reinvigorate ourselves. I want you to use this as an opportunity so we can be refreshed. Because if you read anything that Marion and Chris have given you, it tells you this is an opportunity for you to be trained. This is an opportunity. This is a practice ground. This is an opportunity when the program is over that people stay around, and the one thing you should say is, how can I help? You see, we can beat them with the foot troops. We can beat them, because every time somebody has said we couldn't win a race in the House, the way we won was staying on target, knocking on those doors, shaking hands, passing out literature with your information, and by people, dollar by dollar. giving and supporting, because no amount is too small. So I said, well, I only have $25, or I don't have the $500, the $1,000. Well, if you don't, that's okay, because any amount you give will help, as long as you give with human resources, financial resources, and understand what the movements are. Inward, healthcare, jobs, a living wage. We're not asking for a lot. That's why we need Democrats back in the House, so we can take back Ohio. Thank you.